This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want your best 2025 season Washington bold prediction. I want you to say and start with, don't be surprised if, and then you tell me what that bold prediction is. Example, don't be surprised if, and this is mine, Jaden Daniels throws 40-plus touchdown passes this year. His over-under is 24.5 on touchdown passes. He threw 25 last year. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming up before the end of this hour, I'm going to give you my best over-under bets, NFL bets of the year. I've already actually fired in on three of them. All right, Max has Washington ending up as a top three secondary. Let's start with Ian. Ian, don't be surprised if... Go ahead.
Kevin, I'm going to go the other way. I think the defense is really going to struggle. I think they're aging at key positions. And I just think if the logic that Adam Peters has, which is Mr. Analytical, that guys fall off when they hit their 30s. I don't know how he feels confident with Wagner and Miller, two first ballot Hall of Famers, really late in their career. I'm not as negative on the team as Nikki and Ben probably are, but I'm going to go 9-8.
Don't be surprised if what? Give me a bold prediction. I'm looking for it here.
The defense is in the bottom five defenses of the
league. Okay. I mean, it was in the bottom five, you know, in rush defense last year, but there is an expectation, I will grant you that it's going to be improved, the defense overall. So you have the defense regressing, and regressing maybe somewhat significantly based on perception. That's your bold prediction.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I would point out that, you know, the age thing that the team, or the analytics age thing for the team, the analytics are different based on the position. And what we were talking about all summer was the way, or at least in the last month and a half, was how they viewed the wide receiver position age-wise from an analytics standpoint. I don't know that it's applicable to the positions that you're talking about. I'm not saying that it isn't. I do think that we've seen some decent aging pass rushers over the years, especially when they're put in position to just be a specialized pass rusher, which I think is what Von Miller is expected to be.
And if I could add, I think it's a big assumption that Lattimore struggled last year just due to injury. I think there's some mental and maturity issues the way he performed when he was on the field. it wasn't just that he was
hurt. I don't
disagree
with that. It could have been frustration over not being 100% and not being able to do what he typically had done in the league. But I thought that certainly there were some moments where he probably regrets the way he played, or the regrets to the way he reacted to something. See the NFC Championship game. Let's go to Bobby in Annapolis. Bobby, don't be surprised if, I want your bold prediction for Washington this year.
Don't be surprised if we are a wild card team.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's not bold. We were a wild card team last year.
In a way, wild card team. I think just the fact that we barely had to travel last year and the quality of quarterbacks that we played, I think we have to travel a lot more. We're playing some better quarterbacks this year, and that, just barely having to travel at all and now having all these primetime games, a game in Spain, I think it might be a disadvantage for us.
I know, but don't be surprised if they're a wild card team. I think almost everybody's predicting them to be a wild card team. So all I'm saying is the opposite of bold. I think that that's the odds on favorite going into the season, that they'll be a wild card team.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some people saying we're going to take the division. Right. So, that was the only reason I say that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some optimism out there. There's also a lot of, national pundits that believe Washington's season last year was more based on lucky rolls over and over again. Let's go to our guy Mark in Largo. Don't be surprised if, I want your bold prediction for the season.
Do we have Commanders fans on here, or are these substitute Cowboy fans up here?
Well, I mean, you knew Ian would go negative.
Oh my God, Ian, man, he doesn't think this team could do anything for the last 20 years.
Well, he was right for 19 of them.
Well, pretty much, yeah. I called you 6 months ago and I told you this team would go 14-3, and here's the reason why. I think they'll go 14-3 because
that's your don't be surprised if they go 14-3. I think that's aggressive.
No,
bold.
No, but I'm gonna tell you why.
I'm gonna let you tell me why.
Okay.
I'm just highlighting what your don't be surprised if is. You sort of glossed over it. Yeah.
If we go 14-3, it's because of Bill Merritt rushing for 1,200 yards and Chris Rodriguez just barely making over 1,000. I think
you buried the lead. You buried the lead. What are you doing? You've got two backs rushing for 1,000-plus yards. You've got 2,200-plus yards from running backs.
You know what, Kevin? Let me ask you something. Don't you think – aren't you surprised this doesn't go on more in a 17-game series?
Think
about it.
Obviously, Saquon Barkley rushed for nearly 2,200 himself.
That's Saquon, and we had Derrick Henry. I agree with that.
But the running back
The number one problem with this team last year, they didn't have a consistent running game. That's why they had
the number one problem was their defense.
Well, that too. But let me say this, Chris. There were a lot of games that they should have blown
Kevin, Chris, doesn't
out.
Matter. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
That's all right. Here's call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep calling me.
Kevin, here's what I'm trying to say. There's some games that they should have won that shouldn't have been one-score games. A la the New Orleans game last year, that game should have been a two-touchdown win. I think the Atlanta game should have been a two-touchdown win. But because of
we were down 10 at halftime. We couldn't get off the field against Atlanta. In the first half.
We couldn't get off. Well, the defense was bad, but we didn't have a consistent running game against Atlanta or New Orleans. If we have a consistent running game this year, I think this team wins, 14-3 is a season, I think. Right. With the talent that they got receiving. Now, I do think you saying Jaden's going to throw 40 touchdown passes. I do think that's possible.
I said that's my bold prediction. Yeah.
I agree with that. I still think they can get 40 touchdown passes and two backs can rush for over 1,000 yards.
Sure. Yeah, but
14-3.
You know what? When's the last time a team had two running backs rush for more than 1,000 yards? 1,000 yards, as Mark, I'm not explaining this.
97.
I mean rushing yards skyrocketed last year.
With the Eagles. Remember Ricky Waters in 95? In fact, it was exactly 30 years ago. I think it was Ricky Waters. I forgot who the other running back was.
Roger.
It might have been Deuce Staley or Vaisikahema, something like that. But it was two running backs that ran over 4,000 yards. I think you could go back to the 49er games with Rathman and Craig. So, I mean, it's, do I think it's possible? Sure it is. Very much possible. Look, I just don't like this doom and gloom I'm seeing by Iron. This defense is going to be a bottom defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here's the list. Here's the list. You ready for it? Okay, well, I don't care commenting on Ian's takes. Here's the list of teams in NFL history that had two running backs rush for 1,000 or more yards. The 49ers are not here. First of all, very famously, the 72 Dolphins had both Zonka and Mercury Morris.
Zonka and Mercury Morris, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then the 76 Steelers had Franco and Rocky Blyer. The 85 Browns, 76 Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, both over 1,000 yards. In 85, the Browns had Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner both go for over 1,000 yards.
Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack. Okay, I got you.
2006, the Falcons had Warrick Dunn and... this isn't running back, so it's different. Michael Vick go for over 1,000 yards. The Giants, 2008, Brandon Jacobs and Derek Ward. I would have never gotten that. The Derek Ward part.
You would have thought it was Tiki.
Yeah, exactly. 2009, the Panthers. Actually, I do remember this duo of Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams. They both went for over 1,000 yards. And then in 2019, you know, not two running backs, but Mark Ingram went over 1,000 and Lamar Jackson went over 1,000. So with just running backs, it's only happened 3, 4, 5 times in NFL history. So that you buried the lead. That should have been your lead. Washington becomes the 6th team in NFL history to have two running backs go over 1,000 yards.
Also, but I'm going to tell you something
Bill Merritt and people aren't talking
about this. I think a lot of people don't seem to understand this. That offensive line is going to be much, much better this year.
And I agree. I think they're going to run the ball much better. I agree with you. Two backs over 1,000 yards? No, unless it's Jaden over 1,000 with one of the other two. That would be my prediction. If they had two go over 1,000, it would be Jaden being one.
So who do you think would be the other?
I don't know yet. Yeah, let me wait until Sunday because I'm not sure. I said to Ben on the show yesterday, I'm wondering whether or not one of the two, Rodriguez or Kroski Merritt, might be inactive for the Giant game. You typically don't carry four backs on game day.
And I think that's kind of – well, here's a better question for you, Kevin. Okay. Is McCaffrey going to be inactive on Sunday? Because it seems like –
I don't know. They've got him back there with Debo on kickoff returns. All right, let me move on, Mark. You're the best. Thanks. Let's go to D.C. D.C., don't be surprised if your bold prediction I want for the upcoming season.
Great day, Kevin. I don't want you to be surprised if Trey Amos wins Defensive Rookie of the Year and he has six picks, and I'm in alignment with Mark's statement, man. Our DBs is going to be great this year. Quan Martin back there backing them up and leading the way.
Is Abdul Carter? Abdul Carter would be the favorite, right, Max, to win Defensive Rookie of the Year?
I believe that is correct right now.
Who else is there to choose from? I got to go look at the draft.
But didn't they get a linebacker from Georgia?
Yeah.
Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Jalen Walker, Micah Williams, Mike Green, Shamar Stewart. Those are kind of the top of the board at the moment. You could take a Jihad Campbell flyer at 18-1.
Jihad Campbell, people are talking in Philadelphia like he is ready to become a legit guy, right? You know who else they're talking about a lot?
Who's that?
James Pierce.
Ooh.
In Atlanta.
Oh.
But whatever. It's preseason talk. I've got the odds in front of me now. Trey Amos is way down the list. But that makes it bold. That makes it bold.
He was 50-1 last I checked. So that's a big swing on Trey.
All right, DC. Appreciate it, man.
Put 100 on it and let it rock, Kevin.
That's right, baby.
Exactly.
All right, brother.
Let's go to Chris in Maryland. Chris, your bold prediction. Don't be surprised if.
Hey, Kevin, nice hearing you. But I had James Pierce as my defense rookie of the year, too. But
the word has been he's looked dominant. But, you know, what are we talking about, right, you know, in preseason? We'll see.
Yeah, but don't
Falcons
be surprised if. I'm like, yeah, I'm a Falcons fan. But I love listening to your show, and I live in that area, so I hear it all the time. So don't be surprised if the Commanders' secondary, like the first caller said, don't be surprised if your secondary struggled this year. And this is my point. Why? Because I think they're going to struggle against the run again this year. I don't think y'all made enough moves to solidify your run defense. And I believe that Bobby Wagner's on the tail end of his career. If you watch Bobby Wagner a little bit, how deep he play, that's because of his lack of speed. But he still make good angles and everything, though.
Yeah, because he anticipates so well. He's so smart.
Right. But if your defensive front is not plugging it up, and your offensive line is getting to the next level, that makes your linebacker struggle. So I believe that the secondary is going to struggle because you can see the Commanders loading up the box to stop the run against a Saquon Barkley or the Giants, offensive line. But and also, another bold prediction, don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels lead the lead in turnovers this year. My reason is if you win a lot of shootout game and you're and, you know, you're forced to run the ball more, forced to drop back and pass, and more strip sacks this year. But I believe the NFC East this year, I believe the winner is going to be 9-8 this year. And I know I might sound crazy. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles is as good as advertised. And I think they're going to lose to Dallas week 1 because they're being
tomorrow night's interesting because the world is definitely pegging this as an easy Philadelphia win. Thanks, Chris, for the call. Appreciate it. Everybody else on hold, stay there. We'll get to your calls next. Bold predictions on the upcoming season. Don't be surprised if mine is that Jaden throws for 40 or more touchdowns. Max's, don't be surprised if Washington ends up with a top 3 secondary. Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Don't forget you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Please hit the subscribe button and the like button when you get there.
All right, here's what's happening. I am Max Ames. It is Wednesday, September the 3rd, and here's what's happening. The NFL has announced which players will be honored with the Gold Shield patch on their jerseys for the 2025 season. They are as follows: MVP Josh Allen, Offensive Player of the Year Saquon Barkley, Defensive Player of the Year Pat Surtain, Defensive Rookie of the Year Jared Verse, and lastly, but certainly not least, Offensive Rookie of the Year Jaden Daniels. The Nats, they get the win over the Marlins yesterday. Cade Cavalli with a solid outing, only 5 innings pitch, giving up only 2 earned runs and 6 strikeouts. James Wood hits a 2-run bomb in the 4th inning, put the Nats up 5-2, and that's all she wrote. Nats take the win over the Marlins. They go for the sweep this afternoon. First pitch at 1:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 12:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.